It's the annual Christmas literacy edition of Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to our pick of what we believe are some of the best books for children this holiday season. For your chance to win each and every book that we're featuring this morning, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. You can go to Podcast One or Spotify or iTunes. On the phone with me now is the sister team of Sabrina and Eunice Moyle. The book is Christmas is Awesome. It's our pleasure to welcome Sabrina and Eunice to the show. Good morning, ladies. How are you? Merry Christmas to you.
Happy holidays to you too, Rodney.
Happy holidays.
All right, good. Now, so you ladies are actual sisters. Now, the new book is Christmas is Awesome. So how does this partnership work, author, illustrator? How does this partnership work between you sisters?
Well, I do the writing. This is Sabrina. And Eunice does the illustration. And it's a very collaborative process. What happens is we tend to come up with the ideas first. I'll write down the words. And then Eunice and I will sit together and brainstorm the pictures. And then she goes to town on the pictures. And that's how our books are created.
It usually involves a lot of hilarity and sort of pinging back and forth with wacky, zany ideas.
Yeah. All right.
And then narrowing them down to reality.
All right. Now, before we talk about the book, let's talk about your company, Hello Lucky. You started the company. Tell me about the company, if you will.
Sure. Hello Lucky is a design studio. We started it in 2003. And we started out by doing letterpress greeting cards. So we just love the idea of helping people connect to each other and adding, sort of combining text and illustration to bring joy and humor to people. So that's why we started with greeting cards. And then over the years, we started to branch out. And so most recently, we found that our now over a decade plus of writing and illustrating has we found our space with children's books. We love writing and illustrating children's books. So that's what we do now. We also still have our greeting cards, which are available in Target and then small boutiques and all kinds of other places. And then we also design other types of products. So everything from ceramics to socks to bedding, things like that. So we're a design studio now.
All right. So how many books have you guys sold?
That is a great question.
That's interesting.
I don't know what the aggregate number is. It's probably north of 100,000 or a couple hundred thousand now.
Yeah.
We have many books in print right now, and I have not actually looked at the total number.
It's kind of amazing, actually. I mean, Pretty Christmas is Awesome, I believe, has already gone into reprint a couple of times.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, you ruined it. It was your chance to brag about how successful your book company has been.
We're very humble.
All right. So what is it like to work together as sisters? What is that like? And you guys are female entrepreneurs as well. What is that like? First of all, let's take the sister piece. What is it like to work with your sister on a daily basis? What is that like for you ladies?
Luckily, we get along really well, and we have really, I think, well-paired skills. So it is usually a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We get along very well, and we don't really bicker or anything like that. So we can be brutally honest with each other, and we don't hold it against each other because we're sisters and we're in it together.
So. All right. So what is it like for you guys to be female entrepreneurs? What is that like, and what struggles has that caused any struggles?
You know, obviously the big struggle is balance, I think. I have three children. Eunice has two children.
Yeah, that's a huge struggle for sure.
Yeah. When we first started out, we didn't have kids and we were working around the clock. And luckily, we both have very supportive partners and that enabled us to just work like crazy all the time. Once we had children, we realized that we needed to find a different way of working. And so now what we do is our whole team is women and everybody works from home. We do a lot of our stuff virtually, and that gives us the flexibility to be with our kids and to get our work done as it suits us, which has been fantastic. So that's been one of the biggest lessons we've learned and one of the struggles we've overcome, and it's working out great.
Yeah. We have a no 9-to-5 policy. You work when you can get your work done, and as long as you get your work done, it's all good.
All right. Probably especially at nap time. That's not a good time to work, right?
That's right.
All right. So tell us about the new book. Christmas is Awesome, which I totally agree with. Tell us about the new book.
So Christmas is Awesome is a book for toddlers celebrating all the fabulous aspects of Christmas. And what we love about it is that it is joyful and it celebrates the spirit of the season. We try very hard not to go too far into the sort of commercial aspects of the season. It's really about the fun, joyous traditions of the season, introducing kids to that. And the other aspect of it is really helping parents. So we have a character in it who's a grumpy lump of coal. And the whole time he's doing the opposite of what he should be doing at Christmas, which we all know is something that all of us do and our kids struggle with, right?
Mm-hmm.
As it comes around the Christmas season. So it's a way for parents to kind of, in a humorous way, talk about, you know, what is kind behavior? What is good behavior at Christmas? Knowing that we all make mistakes. And so the moral of the story at the end is, the lump of coal gets a present from Santa anyway, despite all of his naughty little antics throughout the whole thing. The lump of coal is a little bit inspired by my daughter Imogen, who was, I think, 5 at the time, and she was always, like, having meltdowns and just being really bad. And she was, I don't know where she got it from, but she was somehow convinced that Santa was just going to be like, nope. And so every time she had a meltdown or did anything naughty, she would come in later with like a truly tragic face on, with little drawings of her crying and then candy canes and presents with big X's through them. And I was like, no! So one of the coal gets forgiven in the end, and Santa brings her in the present anyway.
So all right. So I think that's going to be a hard sell when she gets a little older to know that she was the target. She was a coal, lump of coal in a book.
Hopefully she will appreciate the humor in it.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. Earlier, you talked about traditions, holidays, traditions. But did you guys, growing up, did you have holiday traditions that involved books as a kid?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. We grew up overseas. So we grew up in Asia. Our dad was a diplomat. And as a result, you know, it was really expensive for our family members to send us gifts. And so we didn't get a lot of Christmas presents. And the Christmas presents we did get were typically books. Our family really valued that.
Although every year our grandmother would send us the world's worst fruitcake.
Oh, that's true. Books and fruitcake.
Mailed overseas, so you can imagine how fresh it was.
Exactly. So, yes, and that was one of our favorite things is our grandmother was a very kind of academic literary woman and loved great books. And she would always send us books from her local bookstore with a personalized inscription. And to this day, those are the books that we've kept. Those are the gifts that we remember. And so we think that books are the best gift to give the holidays.
And I still, to this day, read my children books that we received for Christmas, like Shel Silverstein's Light in the Attic and things like that, but had a huge impact. And it's just such a joy to introduce them to books that were so important to my growing up. And it's super fun.
All right. Now, looking ahead to 2020, I understand that you guys have a very special project that will be released in March. Tell me about that.
A very special project that's going to be released in March. We have a lot of things that are going to be
released. Okay, come
March.
On. You guys are just doing too much. All right, I'm going to give you a little hint. It's a book. Go get them, Tiger.
Oh, yes.
All right, now that jogs your memory, right?
We have about 4 or 5 books coming out this year, so we're just trying to keep track of all that. Go Get 'Em, Tiger is our next book.
What's so significant about this particular book? It's your first.
Oh, my gosh.
It's your first. I'm trying to help you out. It's your first.
It's our first picture book.
There you go.
Go Get 'Em, Tiger. Are we going to start doing Mad Libs here?
So Go Get 'Em, Tiger. Tell me a little bit about the book before we go.
Yeah. Go Get 'Em, Tiger is our first picture book. And it is a celebratory book about achieving milestones. It's a celebration of life and all the ups and downs of life with a tiger at the center. And so what we hope for with the book is to really inspire anyone who's going through a milestone, whether it's a kid or a college graduate or anyone in between, to have some inspiration around making the most of life and not getting bogged down by setbacks. It's got some great little inspirational life lessons in it, as well as just awesome, awesome, exuberant illustrations.
All right. And ladies, we're running out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about you ladies, more about your books, more about everything you do through your company, how can they find out more?
They can go to our website, hellolucky.com. It's just like it sounds, hellolucky.com. And they can get our books anywhere books are sold.
All right. And if our listeners, if they would like to win a copy of your book, all they have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like us there and look for the Enter to Win icon. You can win the book Christmas is Awesome, along with all the other books that we're featuring this morning. Thank you so much, ladies, for taking time to talk to us. I really enjoyed talking to you. A lot of laughs.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Well, that's it for our annual Christmas Literacy Edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Once again, remember, if you'd like to win all the books that we featured this morning, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and look for the Enter to Win icon. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Merry Christmas to you all. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.